Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Can you get active as a family? I mean, is there always going to be one child in your family that says, I don't want to go hiking, or I don't really want to go biking as a family? It's embarrassing to be seen with my parents. Well, you know, that's what we're talking about. My guest is Dr. Christopher Bowling. He's a pediatrician. So, Dr. Bowling, what do you recommend to your patients and their families about getting active together and finding something everybody will do together?
Well, I think what you said there, Melanie, is really critical. Like, sometimes you don't even realize what it is that's holding kids back from exercising. You know, there were some interesting studies that have been done over the years when you talk with kids about why, you know, we try to solve problems for them and say, oh, well, you really should try this exercise program, or you should really do this, or here's this great new program. It's almost like we try to solve it for families. And when it comes to physical activity, you know, we all know some of us like to lift weights, some of us like to swim, some of us like to run. We're all over the place, and I think that's a good thing for families to take some time to sort of drop back and really decide what's going to work for us. What do we enjoy doing as a family? What is accessible for us? What's affordable? And, you know, we need to help parents solve that problem and not solve it for them, because something like physical activity is very, very individual.
Well, it certainly is, and as we're talking about sort of a framework for families, for parents, and even for childcare facilities and schools, getting kids active is now more of a challenge than it ever was. And Dr. Bowling, you know, the schools are cutting recess and gym in favor of academics. We do need to increase our academics to catch up with other countries, but yet, how can kids get their beans out if they don't get to run around in school?
Well, and I think they're very much tied in. There are also a lot of studies that indicate recess time and physical activity time improve test scores because kids are more focused and they're more awake and alert during school times. We all of us have to take a break periodically, and it's an important time for kids to learn rules with playing with each other. It's an important time for them to get physically active. The mind and body are definitely connected. So it's really important for parents, I think, to speak up when they see things happening in their own school district. It's really important for parents to be saying, you know what, these are our tax dollars, these are our kids, we don't want to have physical activity sacrificed in favor of more standardized testing or whatever it is that they feel like they need to do. I think sometimes it's, you know, we ask a lot of our school districts, that we ask them to do absolutely everything at times, and it's important for parents to take an active role in saying, hey, this is important also.
One of the suggestions that I give parents, Dr. Bowling, is I gave my kids pedometers, and we all have one, including my husband, and we see who gets the most steps in any given day that we decide, and whoever does gets to pick whatever movie we're going to rent that weekend, or, you know, something along those lines, making a competition. Kids will run up and down the stairs just to win.
Right, they will, and that's a very creative way of doing it, Melanie. That makes a lot of sense. You know, they're also, too, in an ideal world, what does this physical activity really look like? You know, you want it to be sort of activity that's built in, whether it's walking to the bus stop or walking to the store, riding your bike somewhere, building in activity. But then also, ideally, you do want to have a few times a week that the kids are really playing hard, that they're getting their heart rate up, that they're getting their pulse rate, they're getting their respiratory rate up, that they're perspiring. So you want them to really make sure that they're playing hard and doing something physical every day.
And getting them involved in some sort of extracurricular team sport or something does help with that, but it tends to be seasonal. And, you know, so it's not always something, and we have to model. So if our kids don't see us exercising, what's going to be their impetus to do it as well?
Well, you know, and it also doesn't have to be really high tech. I remember hearing there's a presenter from PBS named Mark Fenton who talks about walkable communities. And one of his lines is always, he has a large group of people stand up and say, remember a time when you were physically active as a child, and asks people three questions. Did it involve a uniform? Did it involve an entry fee? Did it involve a registration form? And did it involve adult supervision as well? And nobody recalls those times. It's getting outside, it's playing kickball, it's exploring the neighborhood when you can. It's things that kids know how to do on their own.
You absolutely just made me smile there, because especially when you mentioned adult supervision, because you know, nowadays it is different. We tell our kids to go outside and play, but basically stay in the yard. And we used to run up and down the neighborhood playing kick the can and knocking on kids' doors saying, come out and play. And those seem to be the bygone days.
Well, and it's unfortunate in some ways, you know, because I think a lot of it is some misinformation. You know, people are obviously very worried about school safety, and we do live in dangerous times for kids and adults. But we really know that, you know, kids are a little bit more savvy than we were when we were growing up about being conscious about things and being aware. But also, too, if we look at crime rates, they're actually in many communities are much lower than they were even 15, 20 years ago. So, I don't think anybody wants to have their kids unsupervised. But I think what we want is we want kids to be playing in safe places, but really still getting outside and playing.
Well, I think that that's also key, is we don't want to have to be the master of ceremonies every time our kids get exercise and play. I mean, it's great to go out as a family, and we want to go biking and hiking and camping and doing things that get the children out of the house, fresh air, running around. But we also do want them to have the imagination and to be able to go out and play in the backyard and run around and have races and things.
Absolutely.
So,
no question.
What do we tell parents that say, well, we don't have that around us? We don't have a big enough yard for that.
Right, and a lot of our families live in very urban settings. So those are some real challenges that we need to work on as communities and as, you know, committed adults. We have to really be providing those kinds of things and looking at ways for kids to be physically active, whether it's open school, working toward open school policies where gyms are open, or working toward, you know, more and improved small parks in neighborhoods. So we need to really think about ways that we as adults can provide those for kids.
I think that's a great point, Dr. Bowling, is getting involved in your school system and in your community. Open school policy, I love that, to have the gyms open so that kids can go, and maybe there's one adult that supervises for a few hours every day, and the kids can go and run around in the gym.
Right. There are very few school districts. Well, I shouldn't say there are very few. There are an increasing number of school districts, but certainly not all of them by any stretch of the imagination. It's something that we in Northern, as I said, I'm in Greater Cincinnati in the Northern Kentucky suburbs, and we have a very patchwork quilt of policies in different communities. So we have a lot of communities that work toward that.
And I think that that's a key, to be involved in your community, to try and get something going, to go to the local community board or park district and see what's out there if you can't really find anything. But now in the last minute and a half or so, your best advice for families getting active together, making sure your children get active and get up off the couch.
Well, I think, you know, we all as parents, we have a lot of responsibilities, but there is nothing like setting a good example. You know, I think if we are out being physically active, you can't just say, go out and play while I sit in here and work on things. And, you know, and sometimes we have to be working in the evening. There's limited time for everything. But we have to set a good example for our kids. They can't see us sitting around while we're expecting them to be physically active. So that's very important. I also think, as I said earlier, it's really important to find what works for you. What works for one family is not going to work for another family. I've seen many families be very, very creative in ways that they get involved in becoming more physically active. Joining with the local Sierra Club, you know, joining scouting, doing lots of different things that they're able to kind of get more physical activity worked into their daily lives. And also building it in with walking to things in the neighborhood and doing errands.
Well, building it in, walking in the neighborhood, getting creative, even walking to the grocery store or the bookstore, that's the way to get your family together, involved as a whole family. And yes, teenager, you have to come with us too. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.